Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries. Still to come on Word of Life with Prophet John Anoche.
Teaching without revelation, you make a lot of evil mistakes. You cause people to pay for it. I'm telling you the truth. Anybody who is teaching revelation and claims that he's teaching revelation, signs and wonders must follow their ministry. Please, you need to be holistic with the Bible. The streams of revelation. Otherwise, you will teach people something you don't even understand yourself. Now it becomes jargons and words. Now let me show you also another thing in the Bible. You will read the book of the letters. The letters are the epistles. Epistles means letters. So the letters that have been read, unless there's an application of the Spirit, is letters. It doesn't work on you. If you like, let demons worry you, let me open the Bible, read it, nothing will happen. Unless you are baptized with the Spirit and you are reading by the Spirit, that's when it will take effect. Please, are you understanding the gospel? This is the gospel. Intrinsic. Legabo sataha. Details. This is the gospel. Let's go ahead. I was just waiting. Yesterday I was talking about election and I gave you a scripture on set about election. I know that the TV went off, but if you are on Facebook, that's why you have to be switching between. It wasn't our fault though. Now, so I gave a scripture to the fact that the Bible recognizes the elect and shows us who the elect are. And Jesus himself in the book of Matthew 24 spoke about them. And I gave you the scriptures. The book of John, chapter number 17, Jesus himself spoke about who the elect are. So you see, when somebody is giving his own definitive statement about the elect, it contradicts scriptures. That is why, you know, people are now reading the Bible. I can see people are reading, they are struggling to read. Struggling to read the Bible. I'm telling you the truth. They want to be on point. In the past, we're just quoting the scriptures anyhow. Don't worry, we are here, we'll check it. Amen. So that the body of Christ will get nourishment. Amen? That's what the Bible says. Otherwise, you do not grow. The devil is afraid of the revelational word, not the quotation and recital of scriptures. Now, let's go ahead, Apostle. That what?
That those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance.
So, those who are called will also receive the promise. So it was under the people under the first, you know, covenant who had transgressed the law. They were redeemed. Then other people who are called, given power, so they can also obtain the promise of the inheritance. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. Now the Bible says, don't boast against the natural branches. Let's go to the second one. Very, very important. I gave you the second one before the first one. The book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 24.
To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant.
To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Yes.
And to the blood of sprinkling.
Now, he addresses the blood of sprinkling as different. That's not what I'm touching on. So let's go back to the book of Malachi. So I proved to you about, I can give you more scriptures, but let's go ahead. Even about in the epistles, the covenant is there. Even the messenger of the covenant. Let's go ahead.
Behold, I send a
messenger. So Moses is the messenger of the first covenant. Jesus is the messenger of the second covenant. Moses is the messenger of the first covenant. That has been obsolete. When you read the Bible carefully, it says, it has been obsolete. A chum. Do you know why? Now, because we have been given time period to teach the testament of the testator because he's dead and resurrected. Now, Moses is old. When he was alive, the testament was not enforced until he died. When he died, they couldn't go to him again to ask him questions. So therefore, they resort everything about their life to the law. So the death of the testator enforces the testament. So Jesus also, when he was alive, they were not teaching anybody in the realms of the earth. But when he died, he said, go to the ends of the world and teach them my gospel, which was revealed even in the law, in Psalms, and in the prophetic books, or in the prophets. So after the death and resurrection of Jesus, now the testament is enforced. But Moses is only still passing because the children under Moses who don't believe in Christ are still there. So the book of Hebrews says, and that which is passing away, because it's introduced a better covenant with better promises. For their promises was every year. You kill bulls and heifers. A bull is actually a cattle male. Right? A male cattle. And then heifer is a female what? Cattle. Or a female cow. A young female cow who has never given birth before. Now please, Apostle, let's go to the book of Malachi. Let's read all.
Behold, I send my messenger.
Yes.
And you prepare the way before me.
Yes.
And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.
Mm-hmm.
Even the messenger of the covenant.
Even
in whom
the
you
messenger
delight.
Of the covenant. Whom you delight. In whom you delight.
Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
Behold, he is coming, see the Lord of hosts.
But who can endure the day of his coming?
So when he is coming, who can endure? So the people, when he came, they said, we can't take this. And that one too, I can show you scriptures. Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, this is spear. This guy, pa, who can eat your flesh and drink your blood? Blasphemy. Jesus said, so we will stone you. Jesus said, which one are you stoning? So that's what he's talking about. But if you read it, you don't understand it. The Spirit of God doesn't show you those things. You don't know. He got to a point. Somebody says, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus said, come. He saw the guy. There was no eye socket. An eye socket must be created and made. Thank God he has already been created. But the maker is here. And you know the maker. The Bible says, without the word, nothing was made. So the maker himself was around. So he took the earth. According to the pattern his father has what? Created them. He made the eye socket. Spark. And added it to make it what? To make it what? Clay. Because the sun and the water makes it clay. So when he saw around there was nothing, so he spat. He said, like, and then he just plastered it. Sharp, 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 sharp. He said, close your eyes. He closed. He said, go and wash. So the people, son of David, help me to go and wash. After washing, he came back. And he was healed. Even that one, he says, do you see? He said, I see men like trees. Jesus, okay, I have opened his eyes to the realm of trees. Let me open it to the realm of men. He said, do you see? I see men. Now they are not trees. Are you seeing the maker himself? But the people say, they could not endure. Who can endure the day of his coming? Because, let's see another one. Read it, Apostle. I'm showing you all the proofs.
And who can stand when he appears?
Who can stand when he appears? The people could not stand Jesus. There was once upon a time, Jesus said something, and all the disciples, half of them left. And he asked the 12 to, are you also leaving? And they said, no. Where can we go? Because you have the words of eternal life. He said, sure, then follow me. They left. He spoke to them about something and they left. Who can endure when he appears? Let's go ahead. Have you seen the word is the prophet is using appearing? He was already there, but he appeared. Now let's go ahead.
For he's like a refiner's fire.
Because John prophesied about him that this one, I baptize you into repentance, but he that cometh after me, who is preferred before me, he will baptize you with what? The Holy Spirit and with what? Fire. He is like a refiner's fire. Do you know a refiner? Have you seen the smith who blows the coals? When he wants to refine a certain thing, salt or anything, he puts it there. When it becomes heated, then he just hammers it. And Moses was told, let them do it of a hammered work. That means to perfection. Now let's see the refiner's fire.
For it's like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap.
Launderer's soap or fuller's soap. He washes us clean. So he washed us with his blood. That is what it means. These are the functionalities of Jesus. Now let's go ahead.
He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver.
So he will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver.
He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver.
So now that he's being used, we are being used in the house of God, we are being purified to be used. And he wants gold. Now let's go ahead, Apostle. Shalaba have to see this.
And purge them as gold and silver.
And he will purge them as gold and silver.
That they may offer to the Lord an offering.
When you read the book of John 15, he's talking about purging. He said, if I purge you, you will bring forth more fruit. Purging is the same thing as pruning. Something like that. Purge. So you bring more fruit. So the one who is working is the one we purge. The one who is lazy, we don't purge you. So the one you are purged is the one who is working for God. Working. Every day you're working. You are purged. So if you stop giving, you are not purged to give more. If you stop praying, you are not purged to pray more. If you stop meditating, you are not purged. Because the earth is full of mistakes. So the purging is a process. Every time. Let's go ahead, Apostle. And he will purify the sons of Levi. Listen.
And
that's what you are reading, right? Please read all up to the righteousness one.
And purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness.
That they may offer under Jesus, that they may offer an offering in righteousness. Because they were offering offerings to Baals, to idols, and even to God in a profane way. So in the book of Malachi chapter 1, he addressed that one. He said they offered a blind goat as an offering to the Lord. Offer it to your governor, will he accept you? So he was addressing what they under the Lord, they were doing that was unpleasing to his sight. But he has seen a people coming. They shall offer offerings in righteousness. So God demands an offering in where? Now, what is righteousness? Somebody will tell me the nature of God. So we have to offer the nature of God offering to God. It doesn't make sense. Do you know what makes sense? What makes spiritual sense is that righteousness is by faith. So if it is righteousness, then it is by faith. Because they did not offer offerings in righteousness, which is by faith, Jesus did not accept them because he doesn't need that. But we will offer offerings in righteousness, but by faith. Because if it is righteousness, then it is by faith. If it is grace, then it is by faith. So it is faith that proves the righteousness of your offering. Do you have faith in it? So tithe is not paid with law mindset. Not under duress. You teach the people. They understand it of their own accord. And they do it. They do it by faith. And they receive the response. When you want to sow a seed, you sow it by faith. If you want to sow a seed to the prophet, then you come and stand here. I want to sow 1,000 Ghana to the prophet. I will not take it. Because the whole world have seen it. God will not bless you. If I take it, you will demand blessing from me. I'm not the blesser. I am a carrier of the blessing, so I proclaim the blessing. You must receive it. So if your deeds were by faith, when I proclaim by faith, you receive it by faith and you manifest by faith. Period. Are you hearing the teaching? So don't give under duress. Don't give under compulsion. We give by faith. By faith. Thank you, Lord. Let's go, Apostle. Kado Shetahai, Apostle.
Verse 4.
Yeah.
Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord.
So when he talks about Judah and Jerusalem, I'm talking about where the temple is. And then Judah being the tribe of Jesus Christ. So now the family of Jesus is the people who believe Jesus by faith, who have entered Jesus by faith. You, and I. So you all belong to Judah. It's in the Bible. You are all spiritual Jews. They are not all Jews physically who are of Jewish lineage. No. He said the seed, the people who are part of the Jewish are accounted for the seed. So if you are part of the seed, you are Jewish. Are you part of the seed? The seed is Christ. Are you Jewish? You don't need to spiritual, you don't need to be physical Jew connected to Abraham by blood. No. What connects you to Jesus is faith, because Jesus is not by blood, he's by faith. His blood got out of him. So if you want to worship Jesus by blood, you are joking. Now Jesus stands there by faith. So your connection to Jesus is by faith. He doesn't have blood anymore. His blood has been put on the altar. That's it. He lives by the glory of God. He doesn't live by blood. That's why he cannot be. You can't put Jesus here and say, stay here, I'm coming. No. He will disappear and appear. He's still here everywhere. And that is what his intention is, to make us like him. We have been made like him in the spirit, but our body too is made like him. So we are waiting for the final day for the redemption of our bodies. Now, are you understanding the gospel? This is the reason why we groan. This is the reason why we seek perfection. This is the reason why we're praying. This is the reason why we're fasting. We're groaning to be like that. There should be a reason. The Bible said, after we are saved, he put us in hope again. Hope for what? For the promise. The promise has come. Hope for the redemption of our body in the last day. Somebody, do you understand it? If somebody doesn't understand, you interpret it, misinterpret it. Because we are subject to hope of our calling, of the redemption. So endure till the last day. He that endures to the end shall be saved. Not salvation. Not for salvation, but for redemption of your body. It's also salvation, but that one is your body. Thank you, Lord. Your souls were saved, it's left with your body. And the body, he doesn't want this one to be off, then another one comes. He says, as this one is on, another one comes on it. Then this one's fade off. Do you desire to be unclothed? He said, no, but to be further clothed. You need to be scripturally right. Otherwise, we are tossed with the wind, every wind of doctrine. No, it doesn't work that way. Please, let's go ahead. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. So he are no longer talking about the law. He's talking about a new covenant. But referring to the former years, when Moses was there and he taught the people the correct thing, and they were doing it. He was not even referring to that one. He was referring to Abraham's time. The former years, the days of old. So that he doesn't destroy the connection to Abraham. Now let's go ahead, Apostle. Then he's going to do another thing for us.
And I'll come near you for judgment.
Yes.
I'll be a swift witness against
all. So why are they not presenting Jesus as a judge? There's another message I have that the Lord says I should reveal. That is what I'm doing. He's the king over all the earth. On Wednesdays, that's what I'm revealing. I'll get to a point, I think, you know, this Wednesday. And you will see how Jesus has been made the judge. And that God, the Spirit, is no longer judge. But he has committed all judgment to Jesus Christ. I will reveal it. And then you will see that he is the judge over all flesh. He is the judge over angels, everybody. You will see it. So he will judge. And I will come near you for judgment.
I will be a swift witness against sorcerers.
So I will. Today he is. So he's no longer willing, but he is doing it. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers. So don't go and stand on the field. Hiya, hiya, witches, witches. Develop. Speak one word, rhema word, and the witch is dead. This is what I've been trying to teach you. Now let's go ahead. But when people, you see, it is catchy when you see people, you know. I have eyes. I see people like that as babies. If they are not babies, let's come and demonstrate the word we preach. Because we are past jargons. We preach with demonstrations. When are we going to get to Paul level? Where I did not come to preach to you the enticing words of man's wisdom. Where we say we have faith, but there's no movement. When I tell you there's fire here, there will be fire there. Are you hearing my point, somebody? Thank you, Lord. When we come to the spiritual ministration, we are not living in hope. We are living in hope to the redemption of our body. We can't add manifestation of our things also to hope. Oh, boy. No. You need it. You are getting it now. Didn't Jesus say, until now you have asked me nothing. Ask and you shall receive. So your joy will be full. Jesus wants us to be happy on earth. Right? So ask and receive. He said, until now you have not asked. But people were asking. He said, it was wrong way. Ask the Father in my name and you shall receive. And when you are, don't doubt. You shall be like a man, you know, like the wave of the sea, tossed with the wind to and fro. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. So there are conditions where you ask and you don't receive. When you have something against your brother, you will not receive. When iniquity is found in your heart, you will not receive. He said it. So when you are dealt with all these things, you ask, you shall receive it. Receive somebody in Jesus' name. Now let's go ahead.
I will be a swift witness against sorcerers.
Yes.
Against adulterers.
Yes.
Against perjurers.
Yes.
Against those who exploit witch.
So are you an adulteress? He's on you. You see somebody's wife. Now Jesus is on you. He's a judge against you. Sorceress. Beyisem. Or beyiye. Somebody may not be flying in the night, but ni beyiye chen somebody who flies in the night. When the brother prospects, meow. That's the point. He comes to the company, everybody is running away. Because he's a chooker, he will choke you right now. Amen. Apostle, let's go ahead. Perjurers.
Against those who exploit wage earners.
If you have employed somebody, house girls, house women, you slap them anyhow. And when the month ends, you don't pay their salary, their due salary. And then you postpone it to the next month. Your own will start being postponed. Because Jesus will start doing some things like that to you. He will ask your boss in your work, this guy cries, lazy, don't pay him this month. Yet you are a Christian. So you know how it feels. When you have hired a housemaid and whoever, please pay them. Be conscious of their salaries. They have obligations too. Thank you, Father. They are all here. Jesus judges for us. We don't preach this. Do you know why? We will tell you this is Old Testament. But it's revealing Jesus. That one, we will quote that one. When it comes to the end time, we'll go and quote it. Chapter 4, verse number 6. We'll quote Elijah there. What we understand is what we quote. What we don't understand, we don't quote it. And when somebody with understanding comes, hey, you know, it's not like that. Apostle, let's go ahead. Look at what Jesus is doing.
Against those who exploit wage,
yes,
wage earners and widows and
widows. And in against the distribution of widows, we give you the money and you chop it. You don't give it to the widows. Jesus is on you. You go to abroad and you go and present your ministry as givers, and they give you money. This is why people, they are touched when you show them videos, and they are touched because my brother will tell you that they are closer to God. You know, it used to be like our funny way of. And then they will give you a lot of things because they love charity. Some of their incomes are dedicated to charity. It's like they've been taught well. Because Christianity was there before here, and so they taught them well. So it has become a norm to them. And when you collect the money, you come here. You buy Range Rover, V8. You go and put an alarm in it. When you are coming, nobody should cross you. The Lord Jesus says, I will judge you. It is meant for the widows and orphans. But you are chopping it. Every month you receive something, salary, let there be widow's portion and then orphan's portion. Like he have taught you, so people do it. And this last month they went to do, just the end of last month, they went to do another major givings. Alms to people. Now let's go ahead, Apostle.
And against those who turn away an alien.
An alien comes to beg you and you turn him. Sometimes when you are driving, people are begging you. If you don't have one CD for them, you know, talk to them in a nice way. Oh, tomorrow. Get away from my car. Hey. The Lord will tell you, this is your last car. But you will not hear it. So don't do that. They didn't choose that condition. Sympathize with them. The Lord is their father. He's the father of the fatherless. So every man, when you receive something, let a portion, even a small portion from your heart, your benevolence, give to the poor. Sometimes they need just 2 cedis to buy food and a coin to buy water. Just give them that one. They will get food to eat that day. You have solved the problem. Now listen to what the prophet prophesied about Jesus. Now, this was the Lord himself telling the prophet to prophesy. See what Jesus said here.
And against those who turn away an alien, because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts.
Because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts.
For I am the Lord, I do not change.
For I am the same Lord of Abraham, I do not change. So don't think under grace, I've changed. No. I am the same person. So when it comes to the ordinances of faith, listen. Under grace, it doesn't annul the ordinances of faith because faith, grace is measured by faith. It doesn't annul it. The people teaching those things don't understand it. So most of the giving Jesus talked about was giving alms. I can go into the Bible with you. Remember that the apostles were practicing. You see, when they said, the whole book of Acts, there was nothing like tithes. You are ignorant. Tithe is not an essential doctrine. It's not something that the church should be, like we are just taught about it. No. You should teach the people, and then once they understand, they do it. Then you leave it to the rest of the pastors who are teaching in various fellowships. So they teach it. So after addressing this, you will not see me touch on it again. I told the apostle that when Jesus said I should touch on it finally, I'm done. So you can get the tapes to listen. That's all. No competition about it. No frustration about it. Period. It's something that we don't even have to make noise about. Because it's an ordinance in the house of God. That's it. So I do not change. Therefore,
you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob.
You know why? Because they were fooling the sons of Jacob. The 12 tribes. You read the Bible, you see the foolishness on their part. They didn't care to take people's wives. Did you see it? Even Perez, they slept with their own sons' daughters, sons' wives. They went for prostitution. A lot of things happened. They didn't care to fool. Jeroboam, the rest of them, foolishness was on their part. They will erect idols and worship idols in the temple of God. They were even murdering people between the porch and the altar. They did a lot of atrocities. Read the book of Malachi chapter 1. You will see some of the things they did God did not like. So the Bible says, because I do not change, that is why you are not consumed, because of my covenant with your fathers. Now, read it.
Yet from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances.
Yes.
And have not kept them.
Yes. Who is talking to Malachi? The Lord of hosts. Now, he will say his name here. Let's go.
Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.
Say the Lord of hosts. Return to me and I will return to you, say the Lord of hosts.
But you said.
Yes, but you said.
In what way shall we return?
In what way? Because there are several ways of Jesus. We have the message of the gospel in the area of fulfilling righteousness with fasting and prayers. Is that way they were doing it? Is that the way of, praying long prayers and wearing long robes? They were doing it. Is that the way of visitation? The Bible said they were moving from house to house. They were doing it. So which way? Then he says what?
Will a man rob God?
Then he asked them a question. Instead of going straight, he's answering them by asking them questions. Will a man rob God?
Yet you have robbed me.
Yet you have robbed me.
But you say.
But you, when I ask, you say.
In what way have we robbed you?
In what way have we robbed you?
In tithes and offerings.
Please, in offerings only.
No.
So, you see, the hypocrisy of churches. They will bring offering baskets and take offerings. And they themselves will dispute about tithe. Do you know why? And will tell us there is a manifestation of stinginess. No. What about offering? Do you see what somebody is giving as an offering? Usually we give the offerings. Our mindset with offerings is that it's the small, small coins. The small, small monies. So you see a big one is giving 5 cedis. Offerings are called secret way of financial blessing. Because nobody sees what you are giving. It's not fundraising. God permits us to raise funds for his project. For example, church buildings. Because he permitted Moses to raise funds. He said, call my people to bring offerings unto me in the area of this. He specified what he needed. And Jesus also witnessed offerings being raised. And the big men came to pick big offerings. And then the widow came to put widow's mite. And Jesus said, this poor woman has done well that followed me. Because she's giving her all. So in offering, God expects you to also give your best. But from the inception of the ministry, you have given 5 cedis until now. So it controls your weekly production. The understanding is what I got in the revelation. So it's that in tithe and offering, they go together. Why is it that this one is picked, one is dropped? Why? Because the assumption is that he empowers the man of God. So don't give it. So And the fight is not about the word of God, it's about who it empowers.
We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanochiministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is with the pastor of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055 +233 26 767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.